Episode 463, Find Greatness in Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Good day, beautiful women of impact. This is your day to find greatness in gratitude. Today, I really want to just kind of speak from the heart. This is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And maybe you're not listening to this on a Sunday. That's okay. It doesn't matter when you do, but this is just when we release this particular episode is on a Sunday. And it's a time for you to just breathe, to be able to gather your thoughts for the beginning of a new week. You know, most of us are working Monday through Friday. Now, that doesn't always happen. We may not be on that traditional job venture in our life. But when you are working, when you're going through life, you have to take time to kind of, you know, boost who you are. And so Sweet Spirit Sunday gives you that chance. And today, I really wanted to focus on find greatness in gratitude. We've talked about gratitude multiple episodes. Gratitude is precious. It's a gem. We talk about you being a diamond in the rough. Gratitude is this gem that's always sparkling, but we tend to not use it. I've been spending some time with elementary and middle schoolers recently, and I love to people watch. You know that. It fascinates me to see it. And so I watch how the kids act, and then I watch how parents act, and I'm sitting here going, they need to take a lesson sometimes from the children. Because we remind the kids, as I'm sitting there chaperoning them and with them in their activity, we remind them, make sure you say thank you. Make sure, you know, you acknowledge and be respectful of your elders and, you know, pay attention and don't talk when you're not supposed to. Yet, what do we do as adults? We're sitting there whispering in the background when we're not supposed to be. We need to be focused. Or maybe we're focused on our smartphone. And we're totally tuning everything out, and we have to, you know, have our kids repeat things two or three or four times. And if you don't have children, you're having your best friends repeat things because you're not in tune with them. We're wanting something more in life, but we're really not willing to give up some things. In order to find greatness, you have to find greatness in gratitude. You have to be willing to and ready to show appreciation for and to return kindness. That kindness can be done in mannerisms. Way, 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 way back in the olden days, what would happen as the girls would grow up a little bit? They would go to what? Etiquette class. And the guys would go too, especially if they are of royalty. You had to go to etiquette class, a certain way to eat, a certain way to hold your teacup, a certain way where the napkin goes on. When you're done eating something, you know, which fork to use. What do you do with the napkin when you're all done eating? Have you even thought about all of this? Well, mannerisms were taught. Etiquette was taught years and years and years and years ago. But as we've gone on and gotten into more higher technology, well, we're kind of losing that, in my personal opinion. And when we lose it, guess who's really suffering? Our children, ultimately, the generations that are up and coming. Because if we as adults cannot sit here and communicate and find greatness and gratitude, then we're not going to be able to teach them that. And the world is going to become a horrible place to live. You know, I flip on the news or I hear stuff on the radio, and I even hear podcasts. Not mine, but they'll sit here and have these conversations chewing other people out. Is that gratitude? Is that really the world that we are in? Is that really what it's come to? Or do we realize that there's different points of view? That maybe I can see things differently and you can see things differently, but that doesn't make it wrong or right. That just makes it, well, my perspective and your perspective. And maybe one can weigh heavier than the other based on whatever perspective. Maybe you have more science behind yours and mine's more opinion. But finding greatness and gratitude, that's really the Sweet Spirit secret sauce. That Sweet Spirit secret sauce that allows you to find that greatness, allows you to soar higher, to accomplish the dreams and live out your purpose and passion. and be ever present in your journey. But we kind of throw in the towel most of the time. Think about how you use your words, your gratitude in just your family lifestyle. Do you say thank you for picking up your room, son? Do you say, oh, I just really am so proud that you finished that book before you, I mean, before it was even due? That took effort upon you. How do you communicate? Or do you make the assumption that, oh, they're your child and they're disposed to do it and you don't need to give them any recognition? See, gratitude is a way to give a compliment. Gratitude is a way to be thankful for what a person may do to you. It's a way that sometimes even if you're mad at them, you can even use gratitude and say, you know what? Maybe I don't like them. This is you talking in your brain, okay, in your head. No one hears this right now. But you're talking in your head going, oh, you know what? I'm not liking what they're doing. But instead of attacking them, I'm just going to give them something positive and help shift their day. Find greatness in gratitude. So instead of sitting there and going, you know what? You are really beginning to irk me and you're getting under my skin. How about saying, you know what? Your eyes, they sparkle really bright. I love the color of them. Totally switches it up. Breaks the ice. Breaks the tension that's building. Finding greatness is living in gratitude. Finding greatness is living in gratitude. So on this Sweet Spirit Sunday, or whatever day it is, maybe it's Sweet Spirit Wednesday for you or Sweet Spirit Friday, I want you to take a look and I want you to really think about how you can serve someone else, how you can be thankful for them, how you can show them gratitude. And that does not mean that you're having to send somebody money, getting them a gift. You could sit there and maybe you and your BFF have just, you've grown up together, but you've never taken the time to write a little note. Do you know how meaningful it is to get a little written note? A little note that says, I was thinking about you. That's it. Nothing else. Because think about it. Most of the time when we are calling on our friends, we're calling on our family, we're calling on our husband, we are asking someone to do something for us. We need something in return. How about giving with no strings attached, showing gratitude in order to find your greatness? That's truly what living a full life is, a life of abundance. Fill your spirit today and find greatness and gratitude. Give someone a lift, a pick-me-up, and go out and make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.